Happy New Year, America.
Talk Radio.
Happy New Year's.
Dear Lord, hear my prayers. For I am a patriot, Lord, and I won't bow down nor apologize to the cowards that try to take away our unalienable, God-given rights and freedoms. I will stand with my brothers and sisters, with arms, if we must, to defend our Constitution and our way of life in this great republic from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Dear Lord, I ask that you shield us and protect us with your armor. Take us from the darkness and guide us with your ever so divine light as we restore this republic for which it does stand. That is one nation under you, God, with all liberties and justice for all mankind. Amen. This is Ricochet. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to our American Patriot friends out there in Radio Land. Of course, I'm Whiskey 6. I'm Wild Card 6 Actual. And Rebel is our elected president. And we thought we'd start the new year and talk to you. Rebel, we want to go ahead. We are starting a new program called Vox Populi. It's Latin for Voice of the People. We'll be carried on a YouTube channel, Vox.radio, the internet, Facebook, all avenues open to us and available. It's going to be a great thing for the patriots in this country, and we'll be seeing with it immediately. How was your New Year's, Rebel?
My New Year's was great. We had a nice, quiet evening. How was yours?
Outstanding. I drank and danced the night away. Free man. And woke up again, free man. And,
right. I know we had teams watching everything that was going on. I know that. And making sure everybody was safe.
We do. We man a 24-hour intelligence watch. So that lest we be taken by surprise or caught unaware, Fox Foley to give other patriots a chance to participate in that. I'd like to address now the militia commanders across this great nation, this republic of ours. Quite some time, every one of us has known we're present danger, which sets our country's liberties. But today came a lot of things, just haven't had time to hit home yet. One, your taxes increased, depending on your income, 12% to 17%. Of course, our states will file suit. It is almost like they're trying to get every dime they can out of us. I liken it to slavers, except us, we have to provide our own homes, our own food, our own transportation, our own sustenance, and they just reap as our hard labor. Not right. There's so little time. We have domestic terrorist events happening in our country. Right now, you all know what happened in New York last night. You can expect more. It will get worse. It will not get better. And the fact of the matter is, nobody's going to save you. Nobody's going to save me. Your only recourse is to stand on your own 2 feet. Get your units out. Get them training. Train in the rain. Train in the weather. Train often, train hard. And you don't hear a lot of rhetoric from us. We simply are about the mission of our nation's militia. I myself do not participate in Fed books, nor ever will I again. That is not the militia. We, the people, are the militia. Being called a militiaman does not make you the militia.
Sitting behind a keyboard doesn't either.
I agree. Social media militia is not an avenue that will protect your liberties or indeed have them keep them from being taken. Mr. Obama, as the least we've known for quite some time, we followed it. We'll be sitting down with the Attorney General. It is and discussing control legislation that directly circumvents the Second Amendment. This cannot stand.
I know in the omnibus, over 2,000 pages long, that they're trying to push over on everybody. A lot of people need to read that if you have to build you a little team and research laws and what the changes are. 2,000 pages. It covers everything from guns to gas.
There are no strings with our information. We give
That's
it out
right.
freely. We want you to be able to protect and defend you and yours. Only then can you help in the securing of a free militia, which is absolutely necessary to the free republic. Texas passed open carry legislation. I applaud them for that. However, I really think that they moved ahead, knowing that there was executive action coming on gun control. What do you think, Andrew?
I think they got lucky for sure to get it enacted before this executive order, which is unconstitutional, which does not have to be followed. But it would take a lot of us standing up, which they can seek us out one by one. But once we're alone and try to do anything alone, then we become enormous targets. There's no...
Do you agree with me that it seems right now that the Second Amendment is so important in our country? Thomas Jefferson knew that. He said the beauty of the Second Amendment doesn't become important until you need it.
Yeah, they're trying to, the small arms treaty, they were trying to pass that to stop import and export. They're trying to stop ways of making ammunition, reloading ammunition. If they're trying every way they can to take their guns away.
One of my senior officers posted up on channel, and he said, well, if the government is stockpiling up medical supplies, buying billions of rounds of ammunition, and getting ready for disaster, is it prudent that you do the same?
Yeah, exactly. I know I have my own personal medical bag, a duffel bag full of stuff. Yeah, definitely need to be stocking up on medical supplies.
If you're a militia commander,
which I am, by the way.
As you are. That's right, Captain, you are. If you want to start a CPT, get a hold of us. Our help is free. There's no
Everything
strings
we
on
do. That's right.
There's no strings on it. We don't care about your political views. We don't care about anything except the United States militia. And we want it to be capable. We want it to be a deterrent to our enemies, both foreign and domestic.
We have everything. Everything you could possibly need to get you started with your own team. We have a resource center that is incomparable to, I mean, it's the best in the world. We have people that have been there and done it. We have people that will help you. I promise you. If you reach out to us, we will help you. The only thing you've got to do is your own legwork and build your own team for your own neighborhoods.
And that's your responsibility anyway. We, the people, are the militia. When they ask who is the militia, they point right back in their face. And by definition in the Constitution, you are the militia.
Mm-hmm.
We're not enemies slinking around in the dark. We're not anti-government. We're anti-theft of liberty.
Okay.
You circumvent the Constitution. Every officer takes an oath to the Constitution. Same one as a military officer takes. Our loyalty lies with the Constitution of the United States and a free republic. It's
yep.
just that simple.
And anybody can do it. I was a nurse. I'm a grandmother. I'm a female. And I'm also a militia commander.
And your militia units out there are already formed. Get a hold of us. We can enhance the command, communications, and control. We can give you the ability to generate your own intelligence. We can give you technical assistance. We can link you up with other units. Put you in an asshole net. We don't want nothing for it. What I want are men and women who are going to stand up and draw that line and say no more. We will defend our land. We will protect each other. We will not have our liberties taken at gunpoint or by legislation or any other way. In the United States Constitution, it's Bill of Rights are the cornerstone to our free republic. We intend to keep it by any means necessary. Now, disaster will strike in an hour. What you do now may very well be the only thing you have to work with. Don't waste your time. Every second is important. That is Whiskey 6. Wishing everybody a happy, prosperous new year, where we secure our liberties again. God bless you, and God bless the Republic. Whiskey 6 out.
And I'm still here, and I'd like to discuss our Vox Populi, which is where people in general can call in and discuss what's going on with the country right now, especially when it violates our Constitution. I don't know if we have any other callers waiting right now or not, but feel free to call us any time we're on air and be part of the show and voice your opinions. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you're thinking. And there's so much going on right now. Please educate yourself. The omnibus, the executive orders, check whitehouse.gov every day. See what he's trying to pass off on us. Check your state legislature site every day. What goes on in your own state is extremely important to you. That's your backyard. And if you're not paying attention and you're not educated, you can't prepare. Not properly, anyway. And with that being said, I can't think of anything else I need to talk about. So everybody have a great new year. This is the last year, I pray to God, that we have to put up with Obama being in office. And let's make it a great one. Reach out to your friends, reach out to your neighbors, work with other groups. It's time to come together. Our country needs us more than ever right now. With that, good night. Rebel out.